Welcome to Cox Law Case Briefs, a quick legal update from Cox Law, PLLC in Brandon, Florida. I'm here to break down a recent Florida appellate court decision that affects anyone involved in a personal injury case in this state. Today, we're looking at Wolf v. Williams, a case out of the 5th District Court of Appeal that tackles one of the biggest questions in Florida tort reform right now. Does Section 768.0427 apply retroactively? So, here's the background. In February 2019, two drivers were involved in a crash in Jacksonville. The injured driver claimed permanent spinal damage and significant medical expenses. The at-fault driver admitted causing the accident, but disputed how serious the injuries and the bills really were. Now, fast forward to 2023. Florida's legislature passed a major tort reform law, Section 768.0427. The statute changes what a jury can hear about medical bills in personal injury cases. Instead of seeing the full sticker price of what a hospital or doctor billed, the law focuses more on amounts that were actually paid or owed. It took effect on March 24, 2023. Here's where it gets interesting. The defense in this case tried to use that new statute, even though the lawsuit had been filed years earlier, back in 2019. They wanted the jury to see the medical damages through the lens of this new, more restrictive law. The trial judge said no, and on appeal, the 5th District Court of Appeal agreed. The court held that Section 768.0427 does not apply to cases filed before March 24, 2023. So what does this mean in practical terms? If your personal injury case was filed before March 24, 2023, the new medical billing limits do not apply. Your case proceeds under the old rules. But if your case was filed after that date, the way your medical bills are presented to a jury is now governed by 768.0427, and that can significantly change the damages picture, sometimes in favor of the injured plaintiff, sometimes in favor of the defense, depending on the facts, the insurance, and the billing. The court also made another important ruling in this case. It approved the use of the term defense organizations when exploring whether witnesses had financial ties that might show bias. The defense argued that this improperly told the jury there was insurance coverage, but the court disagreed. Here's the bottom line. Whether you're an injured plaintiff or an insured defendant, Florida's tort reform landscape is more technical and statute-driven than ever. Filing dates matter, how your medical records are presented matters. Strategic decisions made early in a case can affect whether the new statute applies at all, what medical charges the jury hears about, and ultimately, the outcome. If you have questions about how Wolf v. Williams or Section 768.0427 affects your case, Cox Law PLLC is here to help. Email us at webquestion@coxlawpllc.com or call 813-685-8600. This has been Cox Law Case Briefs. The information in this episode is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. Listening to this podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship. Every case is different, and you should consult with an attorney about your specific situation. Thanks for listening.